Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 12th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pebes, Masechta Shviz, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay. Lo yiftach adam machzo, if a person should not open a quarry, to start digging a quarry, batchila, the Sech Sadeo, in the beginning, into his field. We're talking here about a case where he's got his, there are stones in his field, but they're covered by earth. And you couldn't see the stone, so you can't start to open it up on Shvita, because people looking at someone digging up his field will think, oh, he'll think he's doing work in Shmita year, it's Marzain, whereas really he's taking out stones, but people don't see that. So you can't do that. You can't open up a quarry first in his field ad shiyu boy shalosh merbias, until you can see, until there's visible. If there was visible from that quarry or from that stone before the Shemitah, before he started to dig, if people can see at least three rows of stone, each row of stone, each row of stones is 3 amas long, 3 amas wide, at a height of 3 amas, and which means that there are three layers of 9 stones in each layer. And each stone of them is 1 amma by 1 amma at a height of 3 ammas. And the same thing with the next level and the next layer. And that's how the Mishnah says, Shiuron Esrim B'Shiva Abanim. The Shira will be altogether 27 stones. If there's enough, enough rock that's visible to cater for those, for that size of 27 stones, 3 rows of it, as we said, then you can continue, then you can start quarrying on in the Shemitah year. Because people see that you're not doing it to improve the field. Mishnah Vav. Godesh shehayesh bei asara vonim shel masoi shnaim shnaim. You have a fence, and the fence has 10 stones. Each of those stones can be carried or needs to be carried by 2 people. Hara'elu yinotelu. Then we say you're allowed to take in Shemitah year the whole stone, the whole fence, even the small ones. Because people can see that taking stones that size, people can see you're not emptying the place in order to fix the field for sowing or planting. You're doing it because you want the stones. Shir geda. What is the height of the fence that we're talking about where you can do this? Asar tvachim. Has to be at least 10 tvachim high. Pachas mekan, if the fence is not 10 tvachim high, or there's not even 10 stones, or the stones are not big enough that you need to be able to carry, b'chatzev, b'geimimayim. Then what you have to do is, you can't take the whole fence, you have to cut off, chisel down the fence, and take away the stones, ad pachas meretz tefach. And you've got to leave from the stone fence. You've got to leave at least a tefach above the ground, so people can see that it's certainly not fit for sowing. You haven't left the property fit for sowing. When do we say that you're required to do this? You have to can't take all the stones. You've got to leave a layer of stone above the ground. If you're doing that from your own property. The fence is on your own property and you're taking it from your own property, the stones. That's when there's a worry about Maris Ayin and you have to take these precautions. However, Aval, Mitoch Shel Chavera, but if you're taking it from the field of your friend, Mashur Rotzel Litzel, you can take whatever you want. Doesn't matter what size the fence is, what size the stones are, because no one's going to suspect that you're fixing up someone else's field. People will realize automatically that you must be taking stones for the sake of the stones, not because you're clearing the field. By Medivarmur, when do we say that you can't take the stones unless you had this the fence with the dimensions that we mentioned above? Or you leave a layer at the bottom if you don't have those dimensions? Bisman Shalahisl by Merv Shvis. If you haven't started to take stones before the Shemitah year started, that's when people start to get suspicious, think, oh, he's not keeping the Shemitah or he's working the land. If a person already started removing the stones on Erev Shemitah in the 6th year, he can take whatever he wants in Shemitah, and he can go right down to the ground. You don't have to leave any rock above the ground. Why? Because since you started it before Shemitah, people know that you're doing it, you're just continuing the work of taking the stones, not because you're interested in working the ground.